Perzycki's plan calls for the demolition of vacant, unlivable properties and a reallocation of city resources, including police and licenses and inspection staff, to enforce housing and other city codes. However, the only new investment announced Thursday was $1.3 million targeted to repair the William Hicks Anderson Community Center. City Councilman Namdi Chukwosha says that's necessary for area kids.
What our children worry about today is being safe, being able to walk the streets, being able to come to this center and have some services that are going to support them in their growth and their development.
Hicks Anderson was a second home to Chukwosha and remains a safe place for kids like Corella Rainey's son.
One time he was scared to come home and I picked him up from here. He was scared to go outside because it was a lot of retaliation and it was coming from this area, but in here he was safe.
Her son is now in the hospital after he was shot in the stomach Wednesday. State officials have committed to using the center as a hub for access to services like job training and food stamps, but Rainey and Pastor Derek Johnson worry the city's plan will ultimately lead to gentrification, pushing people out of the neighborhood. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.